Two new COVID-19 deaths have been reported by Public Health Sudbury and Districts, PHSD. In both cases, COVID-19 was said to be the underlying cause of death. One person died in the Greater Sudbury area. The other person died in the Rural Sudbury District. This brings the total number of local deaths to 147 since the pandemic began in March of 2020. This also signifies that 100 COVID-related deaths have occurred in Sudbury this year. The number of deaths on December 31 last year was only 47 in total. PHSD has also reported there 64 new COVID cases in the city and 10 active outbreaks in several congregate care settings, which includes two separate outbreaks at the hospital. PHSD has also reported that 15,643 total accumulated cases have occurred in the Sudbury jurisdiction since the pandemic began. PHSD also reported that 15,431 of those cases have been resolved in the same time period. This means there are currently 212 known active cases in the health unit area. These numbers are for the past 2 days. The health unit does not report COVID statistics on Tuesdays. More complete details are included on the daily COVID-19 public health summary. With respect to the possible locations of the newly reported cases, PHSD said 41 new cases were reported to have occurred in the Greater Sudbury area, 17 new cases in the Rural Sudbury District and 6 new cases for the Manitoulin District. PHSD also reported general demographics each day about the age groups for people who are becoming infected. Epidemiological data showed that the majority of local cases are persons in the 20 to 39 age category with 5,473 total cases, an increase of 10 cases. The next highest number was 4,144 for the 40 to 59 age group, an increase of 19. There were also 2,694 cases for the 19 and under age group, an increase of 1. Seniors in the 60 to 79 age group amounted to 2,251 cases total, an increase of 18. People aged 80 and over are currently the lowest category with 1,072 cases, an increase of 16 cases. In the not specified category, there were 9 cases, no change. Note: the numbers above might not correspond to other numbers being reported because the health unit does not report fresh numbers daily as they happen. Some of the numbers are delayed. With respect to COVID-19 testing, PHSD said there have been 429,413 total tests carried out locally since the pandemic began, an increase of 627 since testing was last carried out and reported Monday. With respect to vaccination numbers, PHSD is now reporting percentages of people vaccinated rather than doses given. The percentage of area residents who are now fully vaccinated translates to 81.8% of all people in the PHSD area. The Sudbury Health Unit is reporting a number of outbreaks in the city at several long-term care homes and congregate living homes in the city. There are 10 active COVID outbreaks as of May 18. More details can be found on the daily COVID summary page. Just scroll to the bottom of the summary page to COVID-19 outbreaks. It also includes locations where outbreaks have been declared over. Also, at Sudbury's Health Sciences North, there were 30 patients with confirmed COVID-19 at the hospital, the hospital website reported Wednesday. There was one COVID patient in the intensive care unit. There were 4 other patients being investigated, tested, for COVID-19. None were in the ICU. HSN also said there are currently 2 active outbreaks at the hospital, with one outbreak on the 4th floor North Tower as of May 16 and the 3rd floor South Tower as of May 9. On the provincial COVID-19 roster today, the Ontario Government Daily website reported 1,694 newly confirmed COVID-19 cases across the province. The province also reported 163 COVID patients are in intensive care units. Also today, the province reported 14 COVID-19 deaths.